you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad that you have been able to hang out with us this hour, and thankful for the great voices of Shelley Goldberg and Katie Pavlich. On this International Women's Day, thank you, ladies. Thank you to every one of you who are listening, who are choosing to obliterate confusion and amplify truth and pursue clarity. It's been an interesting recent number of days in our city between the weather and some of this awful news. By the way, coming up very, very soon, the two brand new hit films that I really want you to know about. The film called Paul. It's really the story of Luke writing Paul, writing about Paul's life in the book of Acts. It's hitting theaters shortly, and it looks fantastic. I haven't seen it yet, but I did get to see the I Can Only Imagine sneak preview. And when is that screening, Alex, for the New York audience? March 13th, and it's at the AMC. And I think if you have to sign up through the website, etc. But I will be there for that. Friends, this movie is going to rip your heart out. If you are a father, if you are a family member that has struggled with a tough relationship with a dad, if you know people that did, there will not be a dry eye in the theater for I Can Only Imagine. So if you have not yet seen it, which you haven't because it's not out yet, but you're going to want to make plans to go see it. And if you can't see it at our screening, then make sure you get tickets for opening weekend, because it's just going to be phenomenal. Speaking of International Women's Day, that terrible story that came across the wires a couple of days ago, you know, when we heard about that accident where that child was killed in the crosswalk, there were two children that were killed. And then we found out it was the son and daughter of a friend and of the Broadway actress Ruthie Ann Miles. She had been in the revival of The King and I on Broadway at the Lincoln Center. Someone using Ruth Ann's Twitter account tweeted today, "Thank you for your prayers over our families and holding us in our pain. We are extremely grateful for your kindness and generosity." Her 4-year-old daughter Abigail and Joshua Liu, son of her friend Lauren Liu, were both killed in that Park Slope accident. Ruthie is now out of ICU and healing, by all accounts, a miracle that she will be fine. But they said, "Please continue to pray for the Liu and Blumenstein families as we process the unthinkable and lay our grief in the loving arms of Jesus. Joshua and Abigail are now resting in heavenly peace and joy," said the Post. And I was just touched. Here's another woman that has done incredible things, and she is worth celebrating today on International Women's Day, the victim in that terrible, terrible accident just last week. I'm Kevin McCullough. We'll see you next time on Kevin McCullough Radio.